are in a City for You podcast. Welcome.
I am so happy that we are here talking to each other and that we even can record a podcast.
I'm so happy as well because we haven't seen each other for so long.
And it was in different places. Sometimes we met in Cyprus. We've never met in Russia.
Not in Russia.
And then the UK.
In London, yeah. Mm-hmm. Walking around London.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I remember that. And here we go. Now, 30 minutes before we have to go to the airport, we are recording this. Mm-hmm. So we'll try to be spot on time. First, maybe just describe yourself. Tell me a bit about yourself. Or not me, but the audience. So they know who you are.
Sure. My name is Katerina. I was born in Cyprus and my mom is Russian. I now live in Dublin in Ireland. And for the last 6 years, I've been abroad. I studied in the UK. I'm fascinated with Russian literature and this is actually my field of specialization. And I guess in my free time, I just love walking around galleries and museums and just being in a city and observing people and talking to them.
Mm. Nice. Thank you. And that's really something we share. Mm-hmm. Like, even though we don't meet so often, but that's something we can always talk about. And,
yeah, I think so. Mm. Yeah, that's a recurring theme in our conversations.
The first question for you is, what is a city for you?
Oh, that's a very good question. I would say a city is a network of people who engage with each other and create relationships that go beyond the personal, that become also institutional. Mm. And I would also say that a city is an atmosphere that you can feel while walking around the streets and just observing while being in that space.
Hmm. Do you think that it changed your understanding of a city as you have been moving around the world, living different places?
Definitely, because I grew up in a small town where we were mostly driving around and we didn't have the opportunity to walk. Maybe that's not even in our culture, I would say, in Nicosia or in a small town in Cyprus. Whereas when I moved to London, this changed completely because, you know, you have this massive city where you everything is new, everyone is, everything is novel, and you just start walking around trying to understand this new way of being in a space. And that way of being in London is very different from being in Athens, for example, or in Dublin, where I am now. Mm-hmm. So I would say that every city just gives a different vibe to the person who is in that city.
Mm-hmm. And it's also you become part of different networks, like you said in the beginning, which could mean that you experience it from different perspective.
Definitely.
Depending on the way you are in this network.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a good point because I think you relate to people in a different way depending on the culture of every city, but also on the culture that each person carries with them. Mm. Because every person, I guess, carries a different set of experiences. Mm. Every person has lived in different places. Mm-hmm. And that is obvious in the way you relate to them.
Yeah. Let's move on to another one.
Sure.
The second question is kind of the same one, but flipped. What are you for the city?
I think I imagine myself as an electron that moves around kind of randomly sometimes, sometimes in a more scheduled way. But yeah, I think I'm mostly an electron for a city that constitutes it.
Interesting. Mm. But did this come when you moved to the UK, let's say, or even when you were a child in living outside of Nicosia or in Nicosia?
No, I think that's something that came when I moved out of Cyprus and started living in cities.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I think it's this conception relates to me living in cities around Europe.
Mm-hmm. Because I do relate, it is very different here and in other countries. So that's why I'm asking about this.
Definitely. I wouldn't feel the same, let's say, in Nicosia for some reason, which is an interesting question in itself. Mm. Why not?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, exactly. That's a long one.
A very long one, yeah.
We have the time, but I feel like I'm rushing, but that's the way it is. The third question.
It's the plane.
Exactly.
You need to catch.
Okay, then I have an excuse. The third question might feel very much off from what you're talking about, but it links to what I'm doing and thinking about a lot. It's about lighting. Mm-hmm. How does artificial lighting of a night city affect you?
Oh, that's such a brilliant question. I think light during night creates a different atmosphere, at least for me. This is the word that I would use, and this is how I would experience it. This nightscape is like, it creates a different city for me.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the city moving around in the morning is different than the city I'm moving around in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes light feels as safety for me.
Mm-hmm.
It creates this space where I feel comfortable walking, whereas in a nightscape where light is absent, I would feel a bit more cautious, I would say, in certain areas maybe, or in certain areas. But also I associate light in the nightscape with some sort of pleasure, because depending on the design, the light design, it affects you differently. I think that's such a big question, because and now I think of different places and how light is designed there, which I think it's your field, right, and interest.
If you pick one of these places, can you describe that?
Well, now in my mind, because I think it's the Christmas season, comes the light in central streets with all these light decorations and Christmas decorations, and that feels kind of cozy and inspiring, and I also associate it with music that I hear from musicians on the streets.
Which kind of music would it be if you imagine yourself on this street?
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind is Christmas music but usually I find a lot of interesting musicians who I don't know, they sing all sorts of stuff and play all sorts of music.
Yeah, but we are in this festive season, like you say, so it's difficult to go out of this.
Yeah, I think I'm affected by it.
We all are. Even though now we sit and look at the ocean, which makes me forget about the fact that it's end of December.
Yeah, definitely. And so sunny, right? It doesn't feel like December or Christmas.
Never. Tomorrow I'll feel it again, but not now. Let's go to the question that the person who I was talking to before asked.
Okay.
How would you reimagine streetlights in cities? Like, what color should they have? What shape? Should they not be on the top? Should they be on the pavements? Like, if someone had to reimagine how streetlights need to be manufactured or put today, how would that look like?
Okay. What if the lighting was on the ground and the ground was... and there were certain shapes that would be created through light. And in a sense, that light would guide you towards different directions.
Yeah.
So instead of having the light on top of you, what would happen if the light was under you, in a way?
Yeah. What do you think, how would you feel if you imagine further?
Well, first of all, I might be completely wrong, but I would assume that I would look up and I would see the sky and not light. And I would see the natural light that comes from the sky. But that depends, of course, and I might be completely wrong in my physics.
No. I see where you're getting. You will not see the light coming in your face, you will see the stars instead.
Yeah, mm-hmm. if that's reasonable.
Yeah, me too.
And when I will look down on the ground, I wouldn't see necessarily the texture of the ground, but I would see something more magical that would be created through light.
I think as long as it's not luminaires that are on the ground just casting light up for no reason, but they cast light on some textures on the surfaces or whatever, that it, you see the surfaces and not, because light is something we don't see. You just see when it comes to the surface.
Yeah, true.
And I think that's what you mean, that you would not just see the light bulb itself. You will see the effect.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a good point. Yeah.
And that would be magical, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, when you were saying it's about navigation, to make it easy to find a way.
Find your way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe you can interpret it symbolically, maybe. Or just... create a different experience of walking, and the act of walking itself would be something different.
Yeah.
Also, we very frequently see people just staring down on the ground when they walk. Maybe that would create a different experience completely.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Until you get used to it.
Yeah, exactly. So it could be like an experimental village where it is like that.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, that would be cool.
Yeah. I think something that I was wondering about, what would happen if there was a city or a place, maybe smaller than a city, where the light switches off completely when it's after 11.
Yeah.
How would it feel? Would we get used to it? Because when, in theory, the light of the full moon is enough for us humans, for our eyes, to read a newspaper.
Okay.
That's enough.
Mm.
But when there is a lot of contrast, it's light here to dark here, we don't see. It obstructs us. So what would happen? How would we feel if that was happening?
How I like it that you ask, how would we feel, first of all. I appreciate that. But also, I guess our eyes would adjust.
Exactly.
Yeah, we would. Maybe we would. Well, if we go back in time, we need to maybe think how our ancestors were seeing in that space without artificial light, and just having the light of the moon. And also, I guess with the experience already of having artificial light, we would feel maybe first of all a bit of wary and alienated, estranged. But that estrangement would make us look at the world and the space and the city anew through the light of the moon, through the stars. And I guess that would create a different relation to the space itself and to the people.
Another aspect of it, because we are romanticizing it a little bit maybe, but there are cities where the lights do black out and it does get dark. And then I think it's the context that makes it very different, and the experience becomes very different.
Definitely. And I think that comes back to what I was saying earlier about the absence of light, and that would, that sometimes in specific contexts and spaces that would make me feel uncomfortable, and I would have my guard on, right? So I think that's definitely relevant.
I think now it's the time that you start formulating the question you want to set to the next guest.
Okay.
So we don't rush, and I'll be writing it down.
So inspired by my recent move to Dublin and my wandering around the city and observing the buildings and everything, I guess I would, my question to your next guest would be, could you describe a detail on a building that you've seen recently that impressed you?
Interesting. I like how it...
An airplane. Is it your plane?
maybe.
Oops, you missed it. You'll stay longer in the ocean.
It's good. Not a problem. I like how it's about the detail in the building, because it could be anything.
Yeah, exactly. And I noticed from myself that we just very frequently pass by buildings without paying attention. And that's, of course, normal, because it's normalized, because it becomes a habit and you need to go somewhere.
Exactly.
But at the same time, we just neglect to see things around the city.
Yeah, when we pass in this process of going somewhere. that is like definitely. Marked in the schedule or whatever.
Exactly, having a destination without being in the act of going towards that destination.
Yeah, it's a nice moment to stop this conversation because I think it raises some more thoughts for people who want to keep thinking about that.
Exactly, and maybe they want to go on a walk and observe.
And we still have some moments to. I have some moments to have say bye to the ocean. And
the ocean, yeah. I think we should take advantage of this moment.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much again.
Thank you very much. Yeah. It was my pleasure.
Thank you for being part of SCT for You. If you want to carry on the discussion, feel free to join for the next episode that will be coming out. You can also follow the project on Instagram, Facebook, and Telegram. Enjoy SCT for You.